surfing in Michigan? You bet. Turns out good surfing isn't found just on the north shore of Oahu or along the California coast. Try Lake Michigan. Ella Scrocky is with us now from Empire, where she's a surf instructor at Sleeping Bear Surf and Kayak. Hi, Ella.
Hello.
How good is the surfing on Lake Michigan?
It's great. You know, as compared to the ocean, it's not as consistent, but, you know, here on the lakes, we get really, really wonderful swell. Like, through the fall is even greater than right now. But, you know, we get these, like, beautiful, beautiful summer days where we actually all get to be in the water, too, and it's pretty special.
What makes it so good?
I think mainly it's the fact that because it's so inconsistent, we have these very rare days where everybody gets really hyped up, and we have a kind of teeny tiny community here, and everyone gets to connect with each other, and we all get each other excited on being on the water because it's been so long since our last swell or anything like that. So it's really that infrequency that makes it so special.
And it really, it has to do with what the wind is doing, and then from there you're able to get enough of a swell to surf?
Exactly. Yep. You know, mainly how we get waves on here on the lakes is through, like, giant cold pressure cells or low-pressure cells. So normally it's days where beachgoers are hiding away in their homes. So you get these giant storms in that bring in on and offshore winds, and that creates waves.
And makes you very happy.
Yes, it does.
Do you need different equipment then to surf our cold, salt-free lake compared to what you might do? I know some of your other spots you've gone are Costa Rica and Ecuador and California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, here on the lakes, compared to, I mean, let's say California, they do have cold water there. So a wetsuit is always really smart on the lake. Sometimes there's summer days where we can surf in board shorts and a bikini, but you know, all year round, I'm wearing at least like a 4.3, and that's what makes me comfortable.
Wait, you're wearing a, what is it?
It's a 4 mil suit. Yeah, sometimes I'll wear a 3 mil suit midsummer, but this summer the water temperature has been so cold that a 4 mil suit is really nice to have. So that's like almost half a centimeter thick.
Ella, give us an idea. When is surfing season in Michigan?
Surfing season is mainly in the fall. So the best waves that we get, especially here in northern Michigan, are late September through like late November. Then you get into the winter surfing season where if the lake isn't frozen over, that's really awesome as well because we've got cold water and a little warmer air. But the fall season is our best season for surf.
What are some of your favorite spots to surf when you're thinking of surfing Lake Michigan?
Well, it all depends on the wind direction, but like here close to home, I really love Frankfurt. Normally Frankfurt goes on a south-southwest, and then Leland also is really fun. It's a steeper, heavier wave than we get in Frankfurt, but it's still really great on a north. And I actually fell in love with surfing Marquette this last year. I went up there for school, and there's a spot that we all call the zoo, which is actually... It's an ironic name because it's really wild out there. And the waves kind of wrap in around this point and come in through this bay and get really big and heavy, but they're like giant, really peaceful monsters. So that actually became one of my favorite spots, and I've had some sessions out there that I'll remember until the day I die.
Wow, sounds awesome. Thanks for talking with us. Ella Scrocky is a surf instructor at Sleeping Bear Surf and Kayak in Empire. You can find out more at their website, sbsurfandkayak.com, all spelled out, sbsurfandkayak.com. Ella, thanks so much. Have a great summer.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
And in case you're near Empire next week, Ella and the Sleeping Bear Surf and Kayak Store are hosting a freshwater surf camp. That's next week, the 21st through the 25th, and you can get details at sbsurfandkayak.com. And we always want to hear from you. What is your favorite spot on Lake Michigan, or really any of the other Great Lakes for that matter? Let us know. Find us on Facebook. Search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. We're on Twitter at Stateside Radio. And as always, michiganradio.org, and click the link that says Stateside. Also here, a correction from a story we aired yesterday about Michigan abolitionist Laura Haviland. We said Laura was from Albion. Well, she's actually from Adrian in Lenawee County. We want to thank our web readers, Stephen and Marilyn, for pointing this out to us.